Welcome to Pitcot Podcast. Today, we're taking a deep dive into something that really dictates the quality of your entire vacation before you even leave the driveway, the luggage. Our mission is to master the art of the carry-on and, you know, help you achieve that elusive, stress-free travel experience. We're relying entirely on the systematic wisdom we found in the Pitcot Collection to guide us. And you know that feeling, that universal travel pain point? It's the moment you realize you're lugging a 50-pound beast across an international train station. You feel weighed down, immediately regretful, and then you're stuck watching the baggage carousel for what feels like an hour. The philosophy underpinning the Pitcot strategy is actually quite simple. Travel should be light, intuitive, and, well, ultimately free.
It's so true. What's fascinating here is that the physical weight you carry, it directly correlates with your mental capacity to enjoy the destination. The core principle this deep dive extracts from the Pitcot source material is that when you eliminate the burden of luggage, you maximize your focus on the culture, the people, and the adventure itself. We're going to go step by step through the methods that turn this philosophy into practice.
Before we unpack our first garment, I do need to mention that this incredibly valuable freedom-granting information is sourced directly from the Pitcot bestseller ebooks. These guides are meticulous. So if you're serious about transforming how you travel, we highly recommend you visit www.pitcot.com/booknote to download these invaluable guides. You can begin your journey toward packing mastery today. Also, if you haven't already, subscribe to our channel and activate the notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads. Okay, let's unpack this. And Pitcot insists we start at the absolute foundation. Strategic planning.
Yep.
This isn't just, you know, making a list. It's treating the list as the control center of the entire trip. The guide is emphatic about it. No list. Chaos.
Precisely. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, the list forces intentionality. The necessary categories are kind of obvious. Clothing, toiletries, documents.
Usual suspects.
Right. But the guide spends time on the subtle, often forgotten items. We're talking about redundant chargers, foreign adapters, and crucially, that reusable water bottle. Because being stranded without essential power or hydration, as the Pitcot analysis points out, turns a minor inconvenience into a trip-altering catastrophe. The list is basically insurance.
But the real shift in mindset, the trick to true efficiency, isn't inventory, it's coordination.
Yes.
The Pitcot methodology demands you move away from packing single items and instead forces you to think strictly in versatile, coordinated outfits.
This is where the power of the neutral color palette comes in. The authors dedicate a surprising amount of text to this, and you might wonder why.
Yeah, why so much?
Because committing to a palette, say, charcoal, navy, and white, means you can mix and match every single top with every bottom. A simple black or navy tee is suddenly the most powerful garment you own. It works with jeans, shorts, under a technical jacket.
Or layered with an accessory for evening wear.
Exactly.
I have to pause there, though. I hear the efficiency, but what about variety? I mean, Pitcot's goal of versatility details how sometimes one very strategic pair of pants can be sufficient. Are they serious?
Ah, it sounds extreme, right?
Yeah. What if I need to go to a business dinner? Or worse, what if I spill coffee on day two? That sounds stressful, not free.
That raises a really important question, and the guide anticipates it. It's not about taking one pair of, you know, flimsy trousers.
Okay.
It's about choosing fabrics and cuts that adapt. Pitcot specifically recommends items like high-quality wool trousers or technical synthetic blends that resist wrinkles, dry quickly, and dress up easily. They aren't just one item. They are, in effect, three items in one. Casual, formal, and comfortable. It's the quality and versatility of the choice that buys you the freedom. That makes more sense.
And of course, the guide wisely reminds us that after all that optimization, you must leave a crucial 15% of your bag empty.
For souvenirs.
For those inevitable souvenirs, yes.
Okay, so the investment is in the adaptability of the item. I get it. The list is set, the palette is chosen. Now, let's get physical with the packing, because the technique is where the bag size truly opens up.
Indeed. What's fascinating here is the technique that is universally recommended by the authors. The military-style roll.
Right.
And this isn't the messy roll you might do for laundry. The specific description in the Pitcot material is, items are folded in half, then rolled tightly from the bottom hem to the top, eliminating all the air pockets.
And the benefits are huge.
The dual benefits are profound and structural. First, it saves substantial space by compressing the volume into these dense cylinders. Uh-huh. Second, because the fabric fibers are rolled evenly, instead of sharply creased like in traditional folding, it's incredibly effective at avoiding wrinkles.
I love that. The guide actually states that when done correctly, it makes your carry-on look bigger on the inside.
And to manage those tight rolls, the Pipgot material highlights the organization tool of packing cubes. Let's be clear, these aren't just decorative separators.
Not at all.
They function as compression tools in modular drawers. The convenience factor cannot be overstated. When you land and unpack, you don't have to dig through a bag. You just pull out the cube labeled tops or undergarments.
Yeah.
That instant organization helps you feel settled immediately rather than living out of a chaotic bomb site of clothing for a week.
Building on that, maximizing space isn't just about the fold. It's about rigorous fabric selection. This cuts bulk significantly before you even start rolling.
Mm-hmm.
Pipgot stresses choosing lightweight, wrinkle-resistant materials, things like technical synthetics, merino wool, and specific rayon blends. These materials weigh so much less than heavy denim or cotton, yet they often provide better performance and durability.
But it all loops back.
It reinforces the necessity of sticking to that rigid color theme so that every single piece works with every other piece.
So we've cut the bulk, but the goal is to travel light with style. This is where it gets really interesting, I think. Accessories. The guide calls these low-weight, high-impact items.
Such a great term.
It is. They provide beautiful examples of how to elevate a simple, neutral uniform without packing three extra blazers. For women, the solution is often a lightweight scarf. A colorful silk or linen scarf, packed flat, takes up almost no space.
Barely anything.
But it instantly transforms that black tee and technical trousers into something suitable for an elegant evening out. For men, that same transformation comes through a high-quality leather belt, a refined watch, or simply one versatile tie. It's style achieved by ounces, not pounds.
Now, we have to address the major carry-on killer.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
The shoe dilemma. Footwear takes up exponential space due to its awkward shape and bulk, requiring the most restrictive choices in the entire packing process. Most people fail here because they pack for five different theoretical activities.
And the Pipgot recommendations are just spot on for balancing style and utility, insisting on a maximum of three pairs,
mm-hmm.
and that includes the pair you wear on the plane.
Right.
For men, they recommend a leather walking shoe with a rubber sole. That shoe can handle city cobblestones all day, but still looks sharp enough for an upscale restaurant at night.
It's the perfect hybrid.
It is. And for women, the emphasis is on wedges, or a highly versatile ankle boot that can pivot from daytime walking to nighttime attire. The authors use a powerful, relatable scenario. Imagine walking Paris in stiff heels or uncomfortable business shoes.
It's painful just thinking about it.
Painful, right. The guide focuses ruthlessly on the comfort and versatility that support long hours of happy movement.
Before we move on, let's talk about a simple but essential organization hack that saves stress during security checks. Undergarments and socks. The Pipgot authors strongly suggest keeping them contained in one small pouch or cube, separate from the main rolls of clothing.
Why is that?
This is purely for efficiency and avoiding awkward digging in public if security needs a closer look, or if you need a fresh pair mid-flight. It saves precious seconds and avoids those moments of potential public embarrassment.
That is a fantastic, highly specific tip for avoiding a minute of stress and potential awkwardness. If you are enjoying this deep dive, which is based entirely on the wisdom in the Pipgot source material, take a moment to visit www.pipgot.com to explore all the resources we offer. They can really simplify your life and maximize your enjoyment, whether you're traveling or at home. Okay, so we've organized what we're taking, but the real secret to freedom is the mental discipline required for the art of elimination. The Pipgot guide delivers what it calls a truth bomb right here. You genuinely do not need half the stuff you think you do.
This is the most crucial step because it requires overcoming the what-if syndrome. The non-essentials list is concrete. Leave the physical guidebooks.
Use an app.
Use downloaded apps instead. Do not pack duplicate large electrical items like two different hair dryers or bulky straighteners. Just trust the hotel to provide one. This is about establishing faith in your destination and focusing only on what is absolutely essential for your personal well-being.
Like prescriptions or specific gear.
Exactly, like prescription medication or unique technical gear. This willingness to ditch the duplicates leads to the clever substitution strategy. The authors highlight choosing multi-purpose items that can serve dual roles.
Oh, I like this part.
Think about that same elegant scarf that can now double as a blanket on a freezing plane. Or a lightweight sarong that works as a towel in a pinch or a cover-up at a beach.
That's smart.
This strategy reinforces the core goal. less stuff translates directly into unburdened freedom and agility. I mean, doesn't the thought of simply moving unburdened through a busy terminal sound better than dragging that heavy suitcase?
It sounds like the travel experience we all dream of, where the focus is on the discovery, not the logistics. And finally, to guarantee that light, stress-free passage, we have to talk about security and airline rules.
Right.
Pidcock emphasizes knowing exactly what to leave at home to avoid even a moment of headache. No knives, no lighters, and strict adherence to the liquid rule.
The 3-1-1 rule. Don't test them on it.
Don't.
And this is where preparation pays off the most. Adhere strictly to travel-sized toiletries and make sure your laptop and electronics are packed in an easily accessible sleeve or section.
So you're not that person holding up the line.
You're not that person. The goal is to guarantee you breeze through security without friction. Your bag is ready, your liquids are clear, and your electronics are separated. That feeling of walking quickly past the line of frustrated travelers struggling to unpack everything at the scanner.
It's the best feeling.
That is the immediate reward for adopting the Pidcock preparation method.
So if we synthesize this entire deep dive into the art of packing light, it really boils down to 3 Pidcock mandates.
Mm-hmm.
First, establish a disciplined, versatile packing list.
Mm-hmm.
Second, master the art of the tight roll. And third, practice radical elimination.
Radical elimination, I like that. The entire focus is on maximizing freedom, comfort, and the overall adventure. The less you carry, the richer your travel experience will be.
Absolutely. So what specific luxury, that item you always pack but never use, will you leave out next time?
Mm.
And doesn't it feel good just thinking about walking free with nothing weighing down your spirit or your shoulders?
It really does.
That is the true promise of this kind of preparation. If you loved our show, press the like button. It helps in the recommendation algorithm so others can access it too. To start your journey towards smarter, lighter travel, visit www.pidcock.com again for more insightful resources available right now. Thank you for listening to the Pidcock Podcast. I will leave a link in the description below. Thank you for being there with us. And subscribe to our channel if you haven't, and activate the notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads.